Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again that you woke us up with the right mind, that you've given us, Lord God, a new day to breathe and live the promises of your kingdom, Father, to receive, Father God, more, Father, from you. So we ask that today these words be so palpable that they may be, Father, life in us, and that they may restore and add, Father, to our faith, that they may accomplish a beautiful thing this morning, that they may accomplish something new. I pray that they may, that your light so shine, Father, that it may create something beautiful, Father, something that comes back to you with the good fruits. So I pray, Father, for a special clearing of our understanding and an opening of your word this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you all. Today I'll be touching on the light of life. And notice there the word, it's light, but notice how it comes together with life. And of course, we'll be touching on the light of the hour. Amen. Right? So in John 8, verse 12, if you have a moment to go there, and then go to John 1 as well. The Gospel of John 8 and Gospel of John 1, have that handy. It will be on verse 4 on John 1. Here we have, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. Now notice this, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So notice how that light is a light that imparts life. It's not just, you know, in the natural, we just think of something light. It's just something that it just helps you to see. But what we'll find out here more in the scriptures and in the hearing of the message here, it does more than just helps you to see. It accomplishes more than that, amen? Talking about God's light, in John 1:4, in him, picture this, right, inside of him was life. But see, that same life was the light of man now. It wasn't just the life that in light that he himself had. So we'll study a little bit about how God is light, but then we'll bring right back us to, like, you know, the light inside the believer, and then the light of this hour, what it came to do. So it'll be a simple teaching, but hopefully you can see this in a new light of the Bible. Amen. So in Luke 2:32, it says, talking about Jesus, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people, Israel. Just notice that light is very much associated with life, and is also very much associated with glory, as we'll see here. I just think it's beautifully put here that it was a light to lighten the Gentiles and a glory, which is really the effect of light, we'll see, of thy people, Israel. Amen. Notice here, in John 1 as well, after we read verse 4, a few verses down, it says, there was a man sent from God. And I want to pause there because in denominations and many people in the Christian, different places, we don't have a problem knowing that God sent a man, right, whose name was John. Matter of fact, think about it this way. I was studying here, and I realized in the Christian and in the ranks and the message and all that, see, we don't have a problem believing that there will be two prophets, right, sent to Israel, because the Bible said so. And then in Malachi, it talked about a messenger coming, right, of John the Baptist. And it talks about Malachi 4, it talks about right before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. It talks about another messenger coming in the evening time. And you see, we don't have a problem with that. We don't have a problem with those who have come. As a matter of fact, those who will come. But just because it's happening today and it had happened, that's where we have some problem, right? So just think about it that. Think about it that way. And as we looked about last time we taught on the vindicated message, vindicated Bible, vindicated word and all that, it was Jesus himself who sent the angel to the churches, right? That just happens to be a seventh church time frame too that we happen to be living on. See, we don't have a problem knowing that, you know, there was others that have been recognized and vindicated as angels, messengers to the ages. So see, when this message opens up to you, you really do grasp it, and you really do perceive that, receive it. And it's like when it's light showing, picture having your Bible here, right? And then there's the light that's shining, and then you're able to see between the lines. And this message brought the lines themselves but between the line, but with the context of the Bible. See, it's not something new in that sense. If you really think about it, anybody who ministers and preaches, or when you are all talking, you really are, if you will, talking between the line. And that's why it takes the Holy Spirit to get it right. Because sometimes somebody might say to you something that might be perfectly truth, but it didn't really say like that in the Bible, but it goes with the essence of the scriptures. See, that's why it takes that Holy Spirit for have discernment to know when it is right. You know, a spirit bears witness with the spirits that we are the sons and daughters of God. So the things that are revealed to you and then that are true in the scripture, you know, hold on to those. Every little nugget that we have, those gold nuggets, you know, they're a lot of times it's just you seeing the lines and the in between the lines perfectly matching and jiving with the rest of God's message in the scriptures. So in here, there was a man sent from God whose name was John, the same. So John came for a witness, right? To bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. For, and this is in Psalm 36, for with thee is a fountain of life. See, again, life and light being very closely related. In thy light, we see light, right? So it takes that life of us, it takes that salvation. And in the cases of, for you seeing the further light of this time and this message of this hour, you know, it takes basically God's revelation. And it takes the baptism of the Holy Spirit to be able to see it. And it's just another work of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In Psalm 119, we know this. The word is a lamp unto my feet. The here and now, something really close to you. But it's also a light unto my path. See, it shall be light at the evening time. But you know what this message came to do? The path of glory you shall surely find. See, path is special to me. You know, when I study path, at least in the Spanish way, is you have like roads and then you have like, and that are typically wide, and then you have another word for something that's called like a trail, and then like a path. A path is the most skinny of them, if it was the most straight of them, and it's the one that it's just a one way. You know, it's designed for just for it's a narrow way, right? And you know, there's security in walking in that, right? When you're going down the trail and you're going down the real narrow path. There's security in knowing that, you know, you're following that. You know, you don't have to venture out. And to me, that's what, you know, you can live this whole message out in this Bible and not have concerns. That's a very peaceful way of living. Amen. Psalm 119, 130 says, look at this. The entrance of thy words. Imagine the words entering somewhere. Give it light. And many other translations, it uses that as the understanding or the opening. Oh, the opening. Isn't that beautiful? The opening of thy words, in other words, giveth light, right? It giveth understanding. See, you can see in the content here, unto the simple. So that is why someone who has, if you will, very little or whatever background, understanding, knowledge, if you want the natural, like or simple, we're able to understand some great things, you know, the most important things in life. Because, you know, it's the entrance of the words, or the opening of the words. See, this message, when it was being preached, it was shedding that light. It was really imparting that opening of the word. Somebody opened up to, so then they started then expounding on that, right? With the anointing of end time prophet. And it works. In Psalm 139, 12, yeah, the darkness hideth not from thee. This is God being light, right? But the night shineth as the day. In other words, no different to them. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. To me, that's just a powerful way of being light, right? That you're so much light that, you know, even the darkness, right? It's something that's from the inside out. So yeah, that's why it says later that in Isaiah 60, that the sun shall no more be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall be the moon. Shall the moon give light unto thee? But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light. You know, we just think, oh, the Lord and everlasting. But remember, it says unto thee. So we're going to be partakers of that light even in eternity. And thy God, thy glory. See, now there will be a lot of scriptures to talk about how the light and correlating it with being the glory or the glory of that function of that light. So in us, the light in us, the light in the believer. So take you back to Genesis again. See, and the earth had three problems, right? It was without form, and it was void, so was I, right? and darkness was upon the face of the deep, but the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. You know, Brother Branham expounded a lot about the little light, the logos, right? Sprunging out and playing like in the Father's door. But look at this, Jeremiah 4:23, very similar. I beheld the earth. Prophets can see, right? Can see the word. You know, I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void. See, you know what the problem was? And the heaven, and this says, and the heavens, and they had no light. They're talking about the natural heavens, right? And they had no light. So see, picture yourself as like, why the first thing, let there be light? You know, what is it? Was it just a natural light? Like this, was it just the sun? Was it just the moon? It's a special thing because that's the first thing that happened in creation. Yeah, right. And it seems like a longer phrase, but in Spanish it just says be light. That's actually how he said it. Sea la luz. He just basically said, you light. Come on. It's just beautiful. It's a mystery, right? But of course when you've been given that light is you have it. So it's, I mean, the Lord said the same thing about us, right? I was void and without form, right, to the things of the Lord and definitely darkness. And here we go. But look what happens in 2 Corinthians, New Testament 4:6. For God, who commandeth the light to shine out of darkness, so that same God that did that has shined in our hearts. See? To give the light of the knowledge, right? Understanding, the opening of the word, of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's a few sermons packed there. Just a lot of meaningful words in one verse, talking about light, glory, shine in our hearts. You know, the same God that said, let there be light, you know, that's exactly how it happened with our conversion, right? And it continues to happen when the opening of the words and the seals. Ephesians 5:8, if you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye lights in the Lord, walk as children of light. See, very clearly, we were like that earth, right? That we were darkness. Hey, it's amazing how it says, not you were in darkness, you were darkness. Like darkness and you were the same. It's pretty strong. But see, now it says, you are light. Not so much that you have a light in you, but which you do, but it's like you can be called light now. Your own presence, you know, of God being in you. It's beautiful. So in Psalm 18, it says, for thou wilt light my candle. Very assurance, right? In the song. It says, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. What a testimony, right? Seems like somebody who knows that God can do that and is still talking about it in the future sense, God will enlighten my darkness. Somebody who's got an experience that, you know, any trouble you're going through and all that, you've seen him bring that light forth, and you know, darkness comprehended is not. And of course, in many other translations, including Spanish, it very clearly, it just says that didn't prevail. It actually says it that way, you know, it did not prevail against it. So the light overcometh. Psalm 56, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. True. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling? I mean, he did something greater, that I may walk before God in the light of the living. I see the contrast, death, and then light of the living. And remember, it was the light of man, it was the light. It was the life. The light of life was the title of the message here. The light of life. So the light of the living. See, it comes with the life. It's more than just a physical. Oh, I can see. It equips you with that. You know, see, the sun doesn't just help you see. It actually gives you energy. It gives you life. It gives the letters that we eat, nutrients in the spinach. It warms vitamin D. Some people call it. And my wife's middle name, so I call her, you're my vitamin D. A D3 now they have too. My goodness, the light of the living. See, but he did deliver my soul from death, right, and darkness. And Proverbs 4:18, talking about that evening light song, right? But the path of the just, see, the light is in you now, is as the shining light. And it says, that shineth more and more until the perfect day. Until noonday. Isn't that amazing? A perfect day. What a beautiful word there. But just think about it that way. So now the light in the believer, this is what it does. You know, we saw the light of God. We know God is light. But the light also worketh in us. worketh in us, the believers. It's the path of the just. You know, when you walk in righteousness, just and righteousness are pretty similar words. It's as the shining light, you know, when it's noon, that shineth more and more, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you know, noontime, until the day is perfect. So that is how our walk should be. And you have an if statement here on Psalm 139, verse 11. If I say, surely darkness, and it's where it says, where should I go, right? Wherever I go, you're there. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. See, kind of like with the Lord, right? What he says, like, to you is the same. That's what happens when that light has shone on you. When you're walking around and somebody brings up a challenge against the message and all that, you know, it really doesn't affect me for the most part. It doesn't make me weaker. If somebody is struggling to understand something, I respect them and all that. But it doesn't weaken my testimony because, you know, like I said, even when it's at night, even when there's something going on that's dark, trying to darken something, it's something that doesn't come from the outside in. It comes from the inside out. Amen. Proverbs 15, the light of the eyes rejoices the heart. Beautiful. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart. And a good report maketh the bones fat. It's talking about introspective or about the light working in you. Now in Matthew, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. This is a great light too. Great light. And to them which sat in the region of and shadow of death, so very negative words, light is sprung up. The light of life, you know, the glory of the light of the Lord sprung up. Matter of fact, in Psalm 90, I think, or 91, it says, light is sown for the righteous. Right. It's beautiful when that opens up to you, right? Because light is sown, like as if it was something that you're sowing. Light is sown for the righteous. So here it is, right? It sprung up. God's word in you. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine. So that's what the light does, right? It's not just something. It actually shines to others too. Before man. So your light now. Right? The God of light. The light of God in you. The light of God in you. You know, now functioning in us as a believer. Shine before man that they may see. So, of course, light helps you see as well. Your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Look at the clean motive there. John 3:21. But he that does the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are brought in God. John 12, it says, while ye have light, believe in the light. It's an interesting statement, huh? Believe in the light, that ye may be children of the light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. We'll talk about the message here soon. In the angel of God, this is in Exodus 14, talking about the contrast of the cloud and of the pillar of fire, the light by day. So it says, in the angel of God, notice here the parallels with this message in this age, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud, this is the pillar of the cloud, went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between, so just picture this, is between the camp of the Egyptians, between two camps, and the camp of Israel. And it was cloud and darkness. Because remember, the cloud was actually a covering. It became a cloud and darkness to them. Many people are tripping over clouds. But it says it came cloud and darkness to them. But it gave light. By night, which is when you need the light the most, to these. So that one came not near the other all the night. See, while this mystery and this trumpet has sounded, one of the things that, when I read this verse, two verses, one of the things that I gleaned out of that is, just know that if you're in faith, you know, if this word has opened up to you, it will give you a light by night. You'll be able to go through it. It would actually equip you to walk this message that's been revealed. It would come with not just the showing of the light, but it would come with the energy. It would come with the life, the light of life, to live it. That's my testimony. And I'm not confused by clouds. I'm not confused by pillar of fires. I'm not confused by pictures, you know, taken in Austin. Especially when there's a sign that says, you know, Lula in 5 miles, Lula in 2 miles, Lula in 3 miles, Lula in 1 mile. And then you've been living in Lula for 40 years, as my pastor in Arizona used to say, and you've been living in Lula for 30 years. And somebody comes back and says, nah, that sign was actually wrong. The cloud was wrong. That picture, was something wrong with it. It brought you to a voice, actually. And the voice, the light that shone, the light of life, the light of this hour, of this message, the evening time light, it helped reveal the same Bible word for you and who you are. And then it actually turned your heart back to the Father, to the faith of the Father. And you've been living it for 30 years. So there's really no point of argument whether that sign was 5 miles or 5.1. Maybe somebody, because there was a ditch right there, that had to put it this way a little bit more. You're in Lula, you know? Beulah land, I should say. Amen. So God is good. Just look at that depiction there. Second Peter, this is Peter's testimony. He didn't just say we have a word of prophecy. Look what he said. We have also a more sure, those are two positive words. We think we read them last time when we were talking about vindicated message. A more and then a sure word of prophecy. And look what happened. Whereunto you do well to take heed as unto a light. The word of prophecy. Right? And it's saying that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. See? So when that has happened, when you have the day star arise in your heart and you can see things plainly, that's where you're at, you know. You're living that, the whole point of the message, you're living the Bible. And brothers, it's a wonderful thing. It's glorious. It is a wonderful light of your message, evening time light, to wrap up here. John 5:35. So he was a burning and shining light. See? We know Jesus was a light, but in this case, we're talking about John the Baptist. And you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. Light of the hour. Look at this now. In the Message Shalom, 64, rise and shine, for the light has come to you. The light. The word light is vindicated. See, the meaning that the word is light and it is vindicated. The only way, as God was, Jesus Christ was the manifestation of God's spoken word, the light of the hour. Amen? It's beautifully put out here. Now, John the Baptist was the light of the hour, right? Nobody has a problem with that. He was the light before Jesus was light. Very clearly taught. The prophet said, Isaiah said, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord and make straight his path. The path of glory you shall surely find. That was the spoken word of God. Amen. It was laying there, hadn't come to life yet. Amen. Look at this. And Malachi, the last prophet, 400 years before it taken place, talking about John the Baptist, he said, behold, I send my messenger. We all agree with that. Denominations agree with that. Before me to prepare the way of the Lord. Here come one out of the wilderness without denomination, without creed, without identification. But his light identified him. Same way it did you. The word, because remember in Malachi it says, I send you, Elijah, the prophet. So just God revealed it to him. God revealed it to us through him. Just like he did with John to bring the manifestation of that message there. But it says, his light identified him. The word identified him. They said, are you the Messiah? You know, when they ask him about if you're a certain prophet and all that. And then it says, he said, I'm not, but I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. It says, Jesus said, you did walk in his light. Remember, his light, see? So the messengers have a light. They're shining, just like you have a light, and just like God has a light that is shining. Why? Until the way was prepared, then his light went out. Okay? You can't walk in that light, you Baptist. This is the light of the hour. The light has come. Malachi 4 now. It was Malachi 3 before. And it says, the light has come. Rise and shine, the word. light. Word, the manifested word of God, identified is light. We know that, right? Isn't that beautiful? Just explaining it very simply. You know, John paralleling him. You know, John brought it. And Brother Branham taught a lot about that. He was hearing this morning when the message called the Evening Time Messenger. Pretty clear. He's talking about how Noah was the evening time message, you know, for that age, right? And you know, the different ones that came. And it, to me, it's just, it makes perfect sense that, you know, there's Bible prophets. And when the thing is vindicated in life of many and then in you, it's just really no point of contention, rather that it's actually what feeds you and helps you, you know, continue to be living out the expression of the light. Isaiah 60, of course, we know, but just read it slowly. Arise, so that's a verb. Shine, that means, you know, show forth your light, not just hiding under a bushel. How do you say that word? You know, yeah, bushel. It says, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen. Right? Not just the glory of the Lord, not upon thee. So, and you as well. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness thick the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. So see, the light's going to be arising upon you, and then there's going to come a glory out of it. A shining, a glowing. Right? Ephesians 5:13, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. We know the word of manifested is light, right? And then it says, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. See, a lot of Brother Branham said his statements. It was beautiful when you can see where they're backed up in scriptures. Romans 13, 12 to 13. We've got a few minutes here. The night is far spent, so we're far ahead. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Isn't that a beautiful word? Imagine, can you just picture that, an armor of light? Let us walk honestly as in the day. That's the positive side now. The reproof comes when it says, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness. I had to search those words up. They're pretty strong, bad words. Not in strife and envy. In Ephesians 5:14, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Amen. Promises after promises. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. I think that's perfect. The last Bible verse I have, Revelation 22:5, and there shall be no light there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. And Shalom, he says, now just a few message quotes. The hour is here. If I could have been back there before the days that the world was created and looked down and seen the whole thing, and the Father had said to me, what day would you want to live? I would say now, right now. This is the hour. This is the greatest hour that the church has ever moved into, just before the coming of the bridegroom. All the real church of the living God ought to be on fire, burning with the light. So all that means light. Of the gospel being vindicated among them. Rise and shine, for the light has come to you. Very personal. Revelation of Jesus Christ to you personally. The light of this day. Isaiah was the light of his day. Noah was the light of his day. Why? He had the word manifested. And the gospel, the Bible words for this day, is the light of the day. What a glorious time that we're living. Amen. In a God-chosen place of worship, it says, amen. It shall be light about the evening time. God's only chosen place to worship. Oh, what's this message come to? What is he going to do? And in his day, it shall be light at the evening time. And what? To welcome his children back home to the true promised land by the same sign of the pillar of fire that led the children of Israel. And then it says, through the wilderness, God's chosen place to worship Jesus Christ. That's the only place there is. That's the only name God has for salvation. That's what he has manifested to the family in heaven. when it's on earth is Jesus Christ. Oh, church, oh, people, sinner friend, don't trust in nothing else, talking about for salvation, but Jesus Christ. Don't trust in any preacher. Don't trust in anybody else to save you, right? Of course, it says not for just anything else in life, but to save you. Trust not in any church, any creed, any denomination. Trust only in Jesus Christ, for he is the light of the hour. Let us bow our heads. And then it says, and this is what he's saying as I close here. It shall be light about the evening time. The path to glory you will surely find. In the waterway is the light today. Buried in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Young and old, repent of all your sins. Look at this. The Holy Ghost will surely enter in. The evening lights with an S have come. It is a fact that God and Christ are one. Amen. Last quote here. Jesus said, it will, in the restoration of the bride tree, brother, as the pastor has been teaching on, Jesus said, it will be the same thing at the coming. Oh, then the evening light of Malachi 4. Come shining through the darkness, amen, to bring the evening light on the predestinated word. To bring the evening light on the predestinated word. Amen. God bless you, saints. Let that light so shine before you that all man can see. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord.